talking with Sarah Albritton. Sarah, tell me a little bit about your agricultural operation here. Maybe give us a little history about the Albritton Farm.
Yes, sir. So we've been farming since the 1800s. It started out with citrus. The blueberries are a new operation. It started in 2017. In Florida, we also have cattle. And then in Georgia, we have corn, cotton, and peanuts.
You've got quite a diversified operation. Tell me about your, obviously, you've got folks coming in now, and you're doing U-Pick on blueberries. Tell me about that.
So we opened the U-Pick to kind of supplement when the market falls. So we opened the U-Pick just starting out on the weekends. And then when COVID hit, we opened the U-Pick 7 days a week because we were not commercially harvesting at all. So we've got 60,000 plants, 25 acres, four varieties of blueberries.
And so you've got, you've got some varieties that ripen to actually develop a little bit later than others. So you've got kind of a all-season type of ability to provide to consumers.
Yes, sir. Yep. Spring High comes in first, and that's the first to go out. So right now we've got another three that'll take me well into the end of this month. Probably the second week in June is when I'll stop having berries.
And you were telling me that the challenge for you as far as the commercial production side of blueberries is the international competition.
Yes, sir. When the Mexican berries come in, we're paying about $1 a pound to pick it, and we can't even afford to commercially harvest when those Mexican berries come in. It's like pennies on the dollar, and it's very, very difficult. The market price is completely lower than what it needs to be, and the market is flooded. Two weeks ago when we stopped commercially harvesting, there was 6 million pounds at market. A day later, there was 18 million pounds. So they really do flood the market and make it very, very difficult for domestic growers to compete with those berries.
Tell me a little bit about your U-Pick operation. Obviously, you're dealing with the public in this operation.
Yes, sir. It's been a trial and error for our agritourism, but that is probably the way to go. And my suggestion, we're able to control the market. Everybody's paying me to pick their berries. And as well as when COVID hit, we were the only ones open. Beaches were closed, parks were closed. We had thousands and thousands of people out here just trying to get their kids outside and to enjoy some outside weather besides being stuck in our house.
You said you're also pretty successful with farmers markets?
We do sell to a couple local farmers markets. The best way that we sell our berries locally is through the U-Pick, though. We have, so far commercially, this year we've harvested 150,000 pounds. So that's a very, very large amount to sell to such a small market in Sarasota. So the U-Pick helps with that.
Right. And you said you had some citrus down here as well. You still have that?
Yes, sir. We've got about 180 acres of citrus left. Greening has made citrus farming very, very difficult. These trees were planted when my father-in-law was in his early 20s by hand. So they need to be reset, but there's no reason to reset them because the greening is in the ground. So it's an uphill battle in that sense with citrus.
Looking for some sort of a genetic or other solution for that, right?
Yes, sir. I hope that they find a cure before Florida citrus is non-existent. But a lot of farmers are doing the same exact thing we're doing, looking forward. There's no cure. You can't make your money with citrus, and fertilizer costs are only going up. So a lot of them are ripping those trees up and planting another commodity like blueberries.